My aunt is a strong-minded person, and she made Aliyah many, many, many years ago. I think she didn't expect to have a child that has 17 children here in Eretz Yisrael. She was an American girl, and she used to like to come visit us back in America, shop in America. And she mentioned to us, do you guys notice that right down the block there's like this big, beautiful-looking shul that you never go to, which of course is, you know, the local conservative shul that always is right down the block from you, and the frum shul is a 10-minute walk away? It's like, yeah, but I, you know, my rabbeim had always taught us we don't walk into a conservative shul, but I didn't tell my aunt what to do. And I come home from shul one Shabbos, and she says, well, you know where I went to shul today? I went to that shul down the block. I want to tell you what happens. What happened? She says, I came into the shul. Remember, she has a son who's married into Mishpachas Greineman. So she walks into the shul, this woman who knows how to go dressed to a chasana in Bnei Brak, into the conservative synagogue, and I don't know how to describe her, maybe the gabait. The woman Gabbai comes over to her. It's a mixed congregation. And she brings her a doily. You know, guys know what a doily is? A doily is one of those things that was fashionable for a woman to put on her head. And she says to her, in our synagogue, the custom is to wear these things a woman wears on the head. And men put on a kippah when they come into the synagogue. So my aunt smiles and she says, yeah, I know that. I'm familiar. My hair is also covered. This is what we call a sheitel. So the gabait is taken aback. And she says, wait a second, I have to discuss this with the rabbi. So she goes up to the rabbi in the middle of the services. She whispers in the rabbi's ear and she comes back. She said, the rabbi said that in our synagogue, that's not acceptable. To be able to stay here, you have to wear this. Rabosai, every community, every tradition has its doily, has its things that it defines itself and characterizes who they are. Ours is not a sheitel. Some who say that you shouldn't wear a sheitel. Ours is not a black hat. Even my best rabbeim in Tarvadas said, what's important is not the hat, what's under the hat. But what exactly is our doily? In this week's parasha, in Parashas Bechukosai, we have a teichacha. V'im lo yisishmu li v'lo yisasu eis kol ha-mitzvos ha-eila. If you don't listen to me, Rashi says, if you're not omel batorah, then all the terrible curses are going to come to us. The Klausenberger Rebbe used to tell the Baal Kari, read slow. Klal Yisrael needs to know v'im lo sishmuli. And the pasuk describes a little bit of the klalus, and then it says v'im telchu imi keri v'loy soiva l'shmoy ali v'yosafti aleichem mako sheva kechato yseichem. Then the klalus get worse. It becomes seven times worse. Rabbos, I want to focus on these two psukim. The first pasuk, which is the introduction to the Telchacha, the introduction of the curses, there the pasuk says, if you won't listen to me, v'loy sasu, and you won't do the mitzvot of Hashem, that Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to punish us. The second set, which is clearly the worse, there the Torah makes no mention of our asiya, no mentions of our actions. But rather, it says, im telchu imi bekeri, no longer l'shmaya, but says lo sovu. What happened to the asiyah? Why is the asiyah not mentioned? Reb Chaim Shmulevitz asked another kasha. Lo sishmu shetiu amelim b'torah. You didn't listen to me? That you weren't amel b'torah? You know what amel b'torah means? That means a person labors in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Torah. Not simply goes in and does the daf yomi, not simply goes in and is maver sedra, he labors, he toils in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Torah. Ask Reb Chaim Shmuel Levitz, that's lo sishmu? Okay, you're not the best yeshiva boy, you won't succeed in yeshiva. But at the end of the day, that's lo sishmu? He's not hearing the words of Hashem? Question number three. The Gemara in Sota and Daf Chaf Aleph Amid Aleph tells us, Aveira Mechaba Mitzvah. If a person does a sin, it counteracts a mitzvah. It can not extinguish a mitzvah. Aveira Eina Mechaba Torah. But Aveira, that doesn't extinguish Torah. Torah is also a mitzvah, isn't it? Isn't one of the 613 mitzvahs? To answer all these questions, of course, the critical line, I'm not the first to say this, is the words, V'im telchu imi keri. We're about to experience Kabbalah HaTorah. It's not a coincidence that we went Lag BaOmer together and experienced the fire of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, which HaKadosh Baruch Hu destined would be Klal Yisrael's last stop before Kabbalah HaTorah. A fire is something that has a passion that wants to go higher and higher. Kabbalah HaTorah is characterized v'chol ha'om reim es ha'koilos ve'es ha'lapidim ve'es ha'esh. There's a fire that's necessary for Kabbalah HaTorah. The most important characteristic, the definition of im b'chukosai teilechu, if you're going b'dvar Hashem, is one defining characteristic. A passion shetiyu ha'melim b'torah. And as I'm going to discuss, we're not talking about someone learning in kolel per se. That's not at all what we're talking about. I'll explain. Shetiyu ha'melim b'torah is what defines whether we're going b'derech Hashem. Said Reb Chaim Shulevitz, and he screamed this, yes, im lo sishmu means that you don't learn b'amelus. If a person doesn't learn b'amelus, then he's not shomei l'dvar Hashem. And the antithesis is v'im telchu imi keri. And we're punished seven times over, not because of a lack of asiyah. The Gemara in Avodah Zarah on Daf Yutes Amid Aleph says, ki im b'soiras Hashem cheftzoi, a person who is a ben Torah desires the Torah of Hashem, uv'soirasa yege yoimam v'layla. And in his Torah he toils. Says the Gemara over here, we're surrounded by Sfarim. There's an Aron Kodesh. That's Soras Hashem. A person's respect for that is not enough for someone to be considered going b'derech HaTorah. Someone who's considered b'chukosai teilechu. It has to be, says the Gemara, that the Torah has to become yours. Toirasai delay. It starts off that there's a desire for Soras Hashem, and the result is that it becomes your Torah. B'soraso. The Torah becomes yours. And the only way that could happen is if you and I tap into that passion for Kabbalah HaTorah. Aveira is Mechabe Mitzvah. And Aveira is the world of action. If you do a good action, and then you do a bad action, could be, God only knows the exact ways that they work, they could cancel each other out. But Nasiyah, a person's actions, are not as intimate as their identity. B'chukosai Teilechu tells us that our identity is defined by where our amelus is, where our laborious actions. And God would never punish us seven times over for an asiyah. But what would He punish us over seven times? Im telchu imi keri, from the word kar. If we don't realize l'shmoa l'amal b'Torah, then ultimately then man almost develops a derision, a lack of respect for amelus b'Torah. I'm a pathetic driver. In fact, I just drive straight. My wife sits shotgun. So she tells me when I'm supposed to turn, and that's how it works. I go straight until my wife tells me, right, left, watch out for this exit. You know, they say that someone like me once got into an accident, and the cop, he was driving, got into an accident, just plowed into the guy in front of him. The cop says to him, says, what happened? He says, not my fault, it's my wife's fault. He said, what did your wife do? He said, my wife fell asleep. I'm sure that one day there's going to be a court case. If it hasn't happened yet, someone after I said this, someone told me that something similar already came to court, and that is a fellow's going to drive straight into somebody else's garage. Just plow into his garage, straight through. By the way, they say Rav Soloveitchik drove for a short period of time. And then one day he just went straight into a tree, and he got out of the car, this is a legend, and he said, how'd the tree get in the middle of the street? So one day there's going to be somebody who's going to drive straight into somebody else's garage, and they're going to take him to court, and he's going to say, the GPS told me to go there. A person, the way they define themselves, the way they should define themselves, are they driving or is really somebody else doing the driving? My wife is really the driver. The GPS is really the one that's driving. Same thing comes in terms of our avodas Hashem. A person who's lacking this quality of Shetiyu Amelim B'Torah, they are not spiritual drivers. These are people who are simply following what the guy or the woman in shotgun is telling them to do. Move 3 steps back over here. Bow over here. Put on your tefillin over here. Daven over here. Do the daf yomi over here. And take your kids to Avos Ubanim over there. Shetiyu Amelim B'Torah. A passion for Torah. A connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Torah. Now Rabosai, I'm not talking about any particular style of learning. As long as it's a connection where a person has this desire to labor in God's Torah. My father maybe, well, was Amel in Torah. I don't think he was able to learn most of the week. But in Shabbos in the morning, he didn't even learn Gemara. I never saw my father maybe, well, learn a Chidushei Rashba. My Talmidim know how much passion I have in learning a Rashba. But where did that passion from a Rashba come from? It came from the fact that every morning, every Shabbos morning when I woke up, no matter what time, my father was working on the weekly Parsha. Could be Pirkei Avos. It could be Mesillas Yesharim. It doesn't have to be a Reb Chaim, but it has to be Amelus. It has to be a drive. A real drive in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Torah. The fire for Torah. At Miron, we saw something that was absolutely beautiful. And that is every single different type of Jew dancing together. Where is the koach of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai? How is it that Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai was able to engender this, to create this environment, Ad Bias Goel, that is going to be the center of the symbolic expression of the Achdus of Klai. So one day it's going to be there by the Har Habayis. You know why? Because Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai emphasized Kabbalah, and that is the Kedushas HaPnimius of every Jew. Kiner Hashem Nishmas Adam. The fire of Kabbalah HaTorah is the fire of an neshama. And I get to the next beautiful nekuda that Amelus B'Torah does. There are many, many different expressions of actions that Jews have. Different styles, different asiya, different ways in which we act. Some Jews dress this way, some Jews pronounce that way. But there's one common theme that's absolutely necessary for Kabbalah HaTorah. Kabbalah HaTorah requires all of Klal Yisrael. Lag BaOmer has all of Klal Yisrael, and a requisite for Kabbalah HaTorah is all of Klal Yisrael. Vayichan Shom Yisrael keneged ahar ki ish echod b'leiv echod. And that could only happen if we focus on that fire and the pnimius, the pure neshama of every Jew. And it's not a coincidence that at the end of the day, no matter what the differences in the Olam HaAsiya, in the world of Minhagim, there's one thing that binds every single Jew. And that is Amelus B'Torah. Amelos Batorah. No one could accuse Rav Kook Zatzal and Rav Elchanan Wasserman Zecher Tzadik V'Kadosh Levracha of having the same worldview. But the people that know them, that is the chief feature that defines how they remember them. Rav Shlomo Zalman Zatzal says that Rav Shlomo Zalman was normal. He was like us. He even needed a break every once in a while. He wasn't a learning machine when he started out. Shlomo Zalman said that when he would be learning for a charusa for a few hours, then he would go for a break. I think it was Rabbi Aryeh Levine. By the way, he's going to be speaking here on Sunday night. His Rabbi Levine's grandson. So Rabbi Aryeh Levine's son, Rabbi Benji Levine's father, if I'm not mistaken, was Rabbi Shlomo Zalman's charusa. And what's that? Rabbi Chaim Yaakov Levine's, that's up. They used to learn together b'chavrusa, and when they would need a break, so they would go out for a walk a little, and they would walk to Rav Kook Zatzal's house. Rav Kook Zatzal was Rav Shlomo Zalman Zatzal's Mesader Kedushin. Rav Shlomo Zalman felt very close with him. He said they used to go to the keyhole in the door, and they used to look through the keyhole where Rav Kook was learning, and they said the Kedusha and the passion on Rav Kook's face, said that would give them tremendous kach, and that's what built Rav Shlomo Zalman. Rav Kahana min Zatzal was Chavrusas or Rav Elchanan Zecher Tzadik V'Kadosh Levracha. Rav Elchanan was murdered by the Nazis al Kiddush Hashem. He said they used to have a Chavrusa that was about 6-7 hours straight. He said one time they were sitting on learning, it was a Wednesday, and in those days, of course, there was no mail. Rav Elchanan didn't stay with his family during the week. And they were learning b'chavrusa, and he got a telegram from his house. Rabbi Chanan received the telegram. He looked at it, and he said in Yiddish, "Weiter." So they kept on. Weiter means let's go on. They kept on learning. The next morning, he notices that Rabbi Chanan goes over to the gabbai, and he says, "Not the gabbayit." He goes over to the gabbai, and he says, "Can I please have an aliyah?" They call up Rabbi Chanan aliyah. He gets the aliyah, and then afterwards, he whispers to the gabbai, "I'd like you to make a mishaberach." And he makes a mishaberach. He tells him, I had a daughter. He got the telegram that he had a daughter while they were learning. Rav Elchanan didn't flinch. Very, very different people, Rav Kook and Rav Elchanan. But there's one sad hashava. What binds all of us, whatever our hashkafa, is this principle of Amelus Batara. And if chas v'chalila, we abandon it, then we're abandoning the essence of who we are. Rav Schechter claims that his best Talmidim, I guess it's a shtach on me and a few other colleagues of mine, says that my best Talmidim are not the ones who go into chinuch, the ones who are best in learning. Many of them are doctors and lawyers, they're just not teachers. Where does it come from, this idea that there are a few places, Washington Heights, Lakewood, Bnei Brak, and a couple of neighborhoods in Yerushalayim, that's where they do Amelus Batorah. And the rest of the world is rake, the rest of the world is empty? That's what our community has become, Washington Heights, the bastion of the place of our yeshiva, and that's it? No, it's a responsibility of every Jew. Shetiyu Amelim Batorah, every single person based alpi medrekos alpi kochosam. There isn't no reason why every single person here shouldn't write a sefer in Torah. Some will be on Chumash. There's a psychologist who wrote a parish on Rashi. Some of it will be on Musar. But Shetiyu Amelim Batorah. Some will be in Halacha. Some will be in Lamdus. Shetiyu Amelim Batorah. A desire to be connected to the Dvar Hashem, to the fire of Matan Torah. Beis Hashem, we should be able to be Mekadei Shem Shemayim, to embody that fire, to truly to be Mekabel Torah, to embody inside of ourselves Kiner Hashem Nishmas Adam.